Okay, so we're up to Mitzvah Zion, the seventh Mitzvah of the Torah. Shelo le'echul ha-Pesach na'amu v'ashal. You have to eat the Pesach, Korban Pesach, roasted. It cannot be cooked or partially roasted. It has to be fully roasted by the fire. So we'll see what that means in a second. The Pasuk says, Al tochlu mimenu na'amu v'ashal, mu'ashal. B'mayim, you should not eat the Korban Pesach, whether it shouldn't be partially roasted or cooked in water. Ki emsli esh rosho al-krav el-kerbo. Rather, you have to eat it roasted by the fire. You have to eat its head, both the head, the legs, and its innards. All of it has to be roasted. So how does this mitzvah work? Shelo le'chol basar pesach na bashel. You should not eat the Korban Pesach, whether it be partially roasted or boiled. Ki emsli esh, rather, it has to be eaten roasted by the fire, totally roasted by the fire. Shanamar, as it says, al-tochlu mimeno na bashel mu'vashal b'mayim ki emsli esh, right? Quotes the exact pasuk we just read. This idea that it has to be eaten only by the fire, it has to be eaten only roasted by the fire and nothing else. Ha'inyan hazeh, this whole idea, what's it all about? Shlo yochal uso kodem gemar bishulo afilu bitzali, right? So the first part that you have to know about this mitzvah is that you should not to partake of the Korban Pesach before it's fully cooked, even if you're going to say, oh, I'm going to roast it, don't worry, it's going to be okay. If it's not fully roasted, if it's not totally cooked, then that's also prohibited. It has to be fully roasted. Vizeo pirishna, and that's what when the pasuk says na, it means partially roasted. Don't eat the Korban Pesach partially roasted. That's what the word na means. Shabasar shehischil bo maase ha'or v'nislam me'at. Right, because let's say you start roasting your meat, the fire began to cook it a little bit. It's a little bit roasted, but it's still not fitting for a person to eat. Therefore, nikra na. That's what the pasuk is saying when it refers to na, that a person cannot eat it. So what exactly is this measurement? It seems to be the same measurement that we have on Shabbos of cooking, right? Machal ben drusai, right? That once something reaches the level of machal ben drusai, then it's considered cooked. What exactly is machal ben drusai? Not for right now, but that's let's just take that as face value, that once it reaches that point, then it's considered fully cooked. So whether that means that a person can have the Korban Pesach rare, or has to be medium well, or something like that, again, not for right now. Machal ben drusai is the measurement to which, God willing, we could learn it another time. Aval kashu chai legamrei, when it's fully raw, let's say, shelo eschil bo ha'or klal. Let's say you haven't began to cook it at all. You really just took the meat off the live animal. Ein zeh b'chlal lav dina. That's not included in the prohibition of na, of eating it partially roasted. L'kos alav mishum al tochlu mimenu na. Right, that this person is not going to get lashes because of the prohibition of eating a partially roasted, because it's not roasted at all. Aval asur midaraisa, it's still going to be prohibited midaraisa. Shakol she'inot sli esh asura ha'torah derechal, because at the end of the day, anything that's not considered roasted by the fire is going to be prohibited, and therefore, since this is not roasted by the fire at all, it's still going to be prohibited. I would also probably, the chinuch doesn't say this, but fairish, I'm not totally sure why, but seemingly it's also Avram Menachai to have something from a live animal, so not cooked at all, so maybe an issue over here. Ufirish bashel. No, you know why it doesn't say Avram Menachai? Because the animal's not alive anymore. Oh, okay, so fine. So just the prohibition of not roasting it at all. Uferish bashel, what does it mean? That you have to have it cooked. Shebishlo b'mayim o b'chol mashkeh o b'mei peros. Right? So if you boil it in water, any liquid or the fruit juice or anything like that, it's going to be prohibited. Shenamar bashel nuvashal, because it says, or boiled at all. That means that even though the main way of cooking things, of boiling things, is through boiling in a water, since it uses the words bashel mubashal, which seems to include all different types of cooking in any type of liquid riba hakol, that includes all liquids, and therefore if you cook the Korban Pesach in any type of liquid, it's going to be prohibited because, again, it has to be roasted by the fire. What's the whole point of this mitzvah? Well, so it's going to be the same thing that we said the last two mitzvahs. Mishar she mitzvah zo, the roots of this mitzvah is masha kosu b'shechita, so that which we wrote regarding the shechita of Korban Pesach, l'skor nesi yitzias, which I'm to remember the miracle that God took us out of Egypt. V'zehu shenitztavinu le'achot tzali davka. This is the reason why, says the chinuch, that we have to specifically eat it roasted. Why? L'fisha kach derech b'nei melachem v'sarm le'achot. Right? Only the richest people and the wealthiest people in the world, the kings, the princes, they're the ones who eat roasted meat. Shehu ma'achal tov umutam. Because the best type of food in the world is a nice barbecue. That's everyone likes that. Aval sha'aram einam yicholim le'chol ma'at basar she'tasig yadam ki'im mevushal. Right? But common people are not able to eat roasted roasted or barbecued food. Why? Kedei l'malei b'nam. Because at the end of the day, when a person roasts the food shrinks a little bit. And since the food shrinks a little bit, it's not going to be able to fill kill them. So if someone who is not who doesn't have any money, they'll buy a small piece of meat. They're not going to put it start roasting it, because then it's going to shrink to become even smaller. Whereas someone who's a wealthy king, a true free person, they can afford to buy a nice hunk of meat, then roast it. It'll shrink a little bit. It'll taste great. So that's why we have to roast it, because of this idea that we are considered kings. We're considered a free nation. This idea that we're eating the Korban Pesach, it's to commemorate that we were taken out of Mitzrayim to freedom, to be a king of priests, and a nation of priests, and a holy nation. Obviously, the way that we should be acting is we should be eating food that's going to make us feel like the kings and the nobility. Therefore, that's why we have a roasted Korban Pesach. Milvad, however, there is another part of the Korban Pesach, this idea, Shachilas Hatzali, because when it comes down to it, the fastest way of cooking is also by roasting it, right? When we are eating the roasted Korban Pesach, it's going to show us the haste that the people who left Mitzrayim, the Jews that left Mitzrayim, they had to do it in haste. Therefore, they didn't have time to start cooking it in a pot and with water and everything. They just had to take the meat, put it over a fire, and bada bing, bada boom, it was there. So there's this other aspect of the mitzvah that shows us the haste in which the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, because of the fact that you have to roast it over a fire, which seemingly, according to this, is the fastest way to cook it. Okay, that brings us through the first part of this, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with the rest, but for now we will stop right here.